Welcome to Men in Charge. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. And the title of today's episode, as we constantly get tired of telling other people, it's simple the way we explain it. Oh, gosh.
I think if people were just a little bit more attentive when we're going into the fine details.
Right. I know that people are educated just enough to think that they know what's going on, but not enough to criticize their own lack of intelligence. But my goodness, come on.
That's what we're for.
Yeah.
If there's lack of intelligence to point out, Kevin and I are on the job.
We do. We practice on each other. And, of course, that's just in jest.
It is. Yes, because we're very supportive of each other's particular brand of ignorance.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, a lot of people do call right into the show, blog about the show. We don't read those. But
we never do.
But they're like, why was this supposed to be funny? Or I didn't get the ending of this one. And we have to sit folks down, you know.
Yeah, the focus groups have not been very useful.
Not really.
We mainly have complaints about the quality of the refreshments.
We do. Yeah. I'm actually planning, Tony, to do some coloring pages that can be downloaded from menincharge.restaurants.ru.co.uk. And those will help to explain because when you connect the dots and when you fill in all the spaces, it gives the humor quotient. Yeah. So hopefully.
You made me snort, but it's true. The thing is, Kevin, we will want people to bring their own they're going to download it, so they're going to bring their own little magic markers and coloring pens.
That's right, to the park or wherever you happen to feed ducks or pond vultures.
Yes, yeah, but you shouldn't actually feed them because they die. And the ducks also will come to your house and demand more.
Don't feed ducks.
Follow you home, those ducks. The long lines, you think they're innocent. They're predatory.
Yeah, they really are. You've got to look at the gleam in their eye, the cold, dead eyes of the duck. So. And not a dead duck either.
I mean, I'm talking about actual
walking ducks.
No, they become much more animate when they're dead. But I think we may have strayed deliberately, in a good line from how simple things are if you just listen to how we've explained it.
Exactly. And so another thing that we'll kind of slow down and look you in the eyes and explain is the lineup of sketches for today's episode. Right, Tony?
Yeah, and it's a good lineup.
It is.
It's a straight lineup.
A busy lineup.
And we've carefully ordered the segments so that it will be simpler for you to understand, for goodness sake. You should.
Yeah.
And we'll explain afterwards if you don't.
Right.
Coming up first is the long-awaited, long-expected, deeply required segment, The Men's Guide to Ethnic Restaurants. Mm-hmm. I mean, people think, what do I do in an ethnic restaurant? Yeah. What is an ethnic restaurant? Is Norwegian food ethnic? What about Iowan? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to find out when a man takes his estranged family to a Mexican restaurant where they can learn about Mexico.
And how to pronounce things that are and are not on the menu.
And really just to show how desperate some people can be.
To fit in.
And then, to make the waitstaff feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's very important, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the restaurant version of explaining things simply.
Simply, yes. Yeah, and poorly.
After that, well, as we all know, after you've taken your family out to a nice dinner at an ethnic restaurant, they're going to be expecting you to put on some slinky lingerie. So we have a new sponsor, Lingerie for Men, and the spokespeople, Smokey and Dr. Beans, will be letting you know what the latest fashion is from Paris, Texas.
For what to wear around the chuck wagon in the evening that's kind of slinky and comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. After that, we have a return of Coach Sue Spoonover. I believe she's from somewhere in Minnesota, if I remember that correctly. And it's Move with Sue. She's an audio cardio radio expert, and she'll get you up and moving or at least sitting and listening during her segment.
Or duct taped so that you can practice your curls.
Yeah, that's right. It's much harder to being duct taped, burning more calories.
Yeah. We also hear from one of our favorite old sponsors, the phone book.
Yeah.
I hope you still have a phone book lying around or occupying space, because you need your phone book.
They're
right,
so
Kevin?
Useful. Yeah, that's right. And our sponsor, the phone book, will point out the ways in which it can still be useful.
So you keep hanging on to those 1989 phone books of yours. And after that, in acknowledging the arrival of the newest Supreme Court Justice, Bart O'Kavanaugh, to the U.S. Supreme Court, we have a little bit of a contretemps in the Supreme Court staff lunchroom, don't we, Kevin?
We do. Bart O'Kavanaugh has not been on the job for very long, but already he's filling the refrigerator in the lunchroom there with six-packs.
And we're not talking abs here.
No, not at all. And that's not going to lead anywhere good, I bet. Yeah.
But he likes beer.
He does. He loves it. And, well, frankly, people are trying to destroy him and his family. So we'll find out why.
And now it's time for The Man's Guide to Ethnic Restaurants. Tonight's episode, The Mexican Restaurant. If you're white in the new Vichy America, and you probably are, then you most likely have no idea how to conduct yourself in an ethnic restaurant. You know, those exotic food places that dot our cities and towns like tiny United Nations buildings, but with food. Ethnic restaurants are delicious little hellos from strange foreign lands right here on American soil. How do you navigate these mysterious ethnic restaurants? Let's follow one man, Leonard Winterburn, from Lower Commanding Heights, as he takes his estranged wife and daughter for a Sunday taste of Mexico.
Okay, girls, remember, when you're in a foreign place like this restaurant, try to blend in. Now watch and learn.
Please don't, Dad. Please.
Leonard, this is always so embarrassing.
It's important that we learn about foreign cultures, girls. And don't worry, I've done my research. Bueno evening, señorita.
Actually, I'm a man. And please spare us the put-on accents.
You see, Dad?
Oh, Shirley, you can tell that he or she is already assimilated. We don't need to blend in with her. We have reservations for a table for three under the name Winterburn. I suppose in your language, Spanish, that would be Winterburno.
Okay, then. This way, please.
Good afternoon, sirs and ladies. My name is Manuel. I will be your server this afternoon.
You see, girls? Look at his name tag. It looks like his name should be pronounced like Manuel, but it's pronounced Manuel. Say his name after me, Manuel.
Dad, please. You promised that if we came to lunch with you, you wouldn't do this.
Manuel, may we call you Manuel? My husband doesn't get out much,
You see, Shirley, your mother can do it. Now you try. Manuel.
Why don't I give you a moment to decide what to order? I'll be right back.
Manuel, wait. I have un questiono. Here in America, we have what we call tortillas. I'm not sure what you call them in Mexico, but they're round and flat-o.
Yes, we have tortillas, corn and wheat flour.
Dad, please, stop talking like that.
Surely, as I've explained, I'm modeling how to form a kind of bond with these people by talking the way they do. Plus, Mexican restaurants are the only places where you can speak Spanish in public without causing a scene.
No bond forming needed, Mr. Winterburno, or Spanish...
Actually, it's pronounced Winterburn in this country. Winterburno is just the Mexican equivalent. And remember, I'm only trying to make you more comfortable in America by copying your country's accents and verbal tics.
Thanks for clarifying that, Mr. Winterburn.
It's Winterburno, remember? We're not in the U.S. of A. right now.
Well, okay, then. Why don't I come back in a moment when you're ready to order?
I already conejo what I'd like, the lasagna.
Excuse me?
Dad, conejo is the Spanish for rabbit, and I don't see conejo on the menu.
I'm afraid your daughter is correct, sir. Also, did you say lasagna? That's actually an Italian dish, not Mexican.
Are you sure? It sounds like Spanish to me. Sorry, I mean... It sounds like Spanish to me.
Leonard, do you see that you're not blending into the Mexican culture here? That you're not making Manuel feel comfortable? That Shirley and I should move to a different city?
Edith, I think I'm blending very well. Did you hear how quickly I switched from English to Spanish sounding? And I think I made a very good point about how lasagna sounds Spanish. All those vowels and the ña sound very Spanish.
Nevertheless, I think it would be simpler to stick with what's on the menu. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be right back to take your order.
Wait, one more thing. I mean, just uno momentito. Are you sure about lasagna and conejo?
Manuel, could my mom and I move to that empty table over there? Then my dad could practice his Mexican culturizing by himself.
Certainly.
But wait, I mean, atendo.
That's all the time we have now for A Man's Guide to Ethnic Restaurants. Tune in next time when you'll hear Leonard say,
"Let me get this straight. This is a Scottish restaurant and you don't serve baby seal?"
Greetings, folks. I'm Sheriff Coors, a.k.a. Big Smokey, and this here's my best pal, my horse side dish.
And I'm Dr. Beans, and here's my pony pork.
We're here today to talk to you folks about our special line of Buckaroo Men's Lingerie.
That's lingerie.
Whatever. Let me tell you that nothing beats that special lacy something for sitting around the campfire after a hard day of cow poking.
That's right, Big Smoke. Nothing sets cowboy better than our signature Range Rider romper in buckskin or chestnut. And nothing will get your favorite gal's heart started like the strategically placed ruffles on our Bronco Bustier in Hereford Red or Black Angus.
Wowza beans! We need to let the folks at home know that each special piece is hand-sewn by children under six using luxury fabrics that are woven from the finest imported lint. This ethically sourced lint is harvested from the navels of free-range, prepubescent Republican chimpanzees.
But don't take it from us. Just listen to our satisfied customers.
Wyatt Roper from Ten Sleep, Wyoming says, "Sparks from the campfire used to leave unsightly marks in those hard-to-reach areas, but thanks to Buckaroo Men's Lingerie fire-retardant properties, I can really stretch out and get comfy."
P.J. Merritt from Mile City, Montana says, "I love the soft and silky feel of my Texas T-bone teddy, and the ripstop coating makes sitting on the ground worry-free."
Ty Tallman from Belle Fouche, South Dakota says, "After days in the saddle, I needed relief from the chafing. Buckaroo Men's Lingerie has that all-important protective Kevlar outer layer and keeps me looking good around a chuck wagon, too."
And for those of you who have spent a little too much time at the feed bag, we offer the Tumbleweed Tummy Tamer with our patented control top steel waistband. You can breathe once you take it off.
I know it makes me look my best.
Well, Big Smoke, time to saddle up and herd us some cattle. I hope we can mosey off into the sunset, leaving the good people at home ready to ride down to the local Gigamart for some Buckaroo Men's Lingerie. Remember, folks, ask for it by name. Buckaroo Men's Lingerie. You won't be disappointed.
Men in Charge. You'll laugh, but only in bitterness.
Lethargic listener, are you generally lazy and idle? Have you eaten one too many Polska kielbasas at the Sunday supper table? Do you despise the gym? Despite all these failings of yours, do you have ears? Because if you do, perk them up and tie up your tennies. Today we bring you Move with Sue, a radio exercise program. Coach Sue Spoonover, audio cardio and the studio expert, joins us with her live studio audience of one. Move with Sue is brought to you by Spoonover's Turnovers.
Oh, hello listeners and studio audience of one. I'm Sue Spoonover, a.k.a. Coach Sue, and welcome to Move with Sue, a.k.a. Radio Station Perspiration. You know, our announcer, bless his soul, mentions our sponsor, Spoonovers, turnovers, a lot. But when did he last tell you where to buy them? Get them by the gross at all Walcorp stores, as well as at each of the locations of Ole the Swede's Hardware Mart. Spoonovers, turnovers. They'll motivate you to work out. Now, audience of one, let's talk about calories. Do you know how many you've grazed on today?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
I don't see anyone else with a teddy bear tummy in the room. Gloomy gray guy, you're in good hands with Sue.
I beg your pardon? This is an expensive Italian business suit I'm wearing.
Uh-oh, listeners. It looks like audience of one woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. And then he lost his closet. Because he forgot to change into his workout gear.
Actually, I'm the representative of the...
Don't worry, Rumpled Roy. Every so often, we all leave our tracksuit or Spanx hipsters on that darn bus seat. And we need some emergency clothes to work out in. Lucky for you, I've got a Move with Sue collapsible denim jumpsuit here, folded and stored convenient in the bottom of my water bottle. And yes, it's insulated, so that when you squat or thrust, you won't knock a knee.
That garment is utterly repellent.
Oh yeah, if you mean water repellent.
As I tried to say, I'm not your audience of one. I'm Gary Henspackler from WBEZ 91.5 Chicago Public Radio. Didn't your producer tell you I was going to swing by today to scout your program for possible inclusion in next year's lineup?
Now, you complaining Ken, you. Let's get you up out of that chair and into the insulated denim pantsuit. It's the newest in the fall line of Coach Sue's padded fitness gear. Remember, it's the gear that longs to be near.
I think if we make you an offer, we're going to have to drop the sponsors. We have a pretty strict policy. Unless Spoonovers Turnovers wants to become an underwriter.
Well, that'd sweeten the deal, wouldn't it? Come on, Ira Italian suit. I can tell you slept in those jammies you're wearing. Let's get the workout started and start shedding those ounces.
Get your hands off me, you insane woman!
These alligator shoes are going to mar my workout mat. Luckily, I have a big roll of Spoonovers duct tape right here.
Why are you taping my legs together? How can I move?
We'll start with the crunches since you're already on your back. Taping your legs together increases the burn by 15%. One, two. One, two. Let's go, company man. Ugh. Ugh. And after this set, don't forget hydration, as if we could. And nothing goes better with a plastic gallon jug of water than Spoonovers Turnovers, made with freshly fallen apples from the neighbor's farm. Just the thing your sweet tooth ordered.
And that's all the time we have for Move with Sue with Coach Sue Spoonover.
You say this is all the time you have, but Coach Sue's no dummy. She's heard longer segments on Men in Charge. We're going to have to move them out of the lineup so we've got more space to get our radio station perspiration groove on.
Today's episode of Men in Charge is again brought to you by The Phone Book. Listener, is there anything more valuable to you in these fragmented and uncertain days of the early 21st century than the phone book? You've once again misplaced your smartphone and you're looking for a friend's number to invite them out for a delightful snack of bones and ice cream. Where do you turn? It would be fine if there were just one central place in which everyone's number was kept, but you've checked the complete works of Tolstoy, a gluten-free cookbook, and some spare napkins with writing on them you found in your car. With no joy. And that's when it happens. The light bulb overhead fritzes out and you're just a few inches too short to reach and replace it. Why not reach for the phone book? It provides that extra boost that you need in order to shed some light on the situation and continue your search. Soon you'll be at the orthopedic surgeon's luncheon, probably before the ice cream is half melted. The phone book. It's got more uses now than ever before. Now free of troublesome alphabetization.
Thank you.
It's the second Monday of the new Supreme Court session. Lunchtime has come at last, and Associate Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg gather around the Supreme Court refrigerator, pulling out the sack lunches they brought from home.
Sonia, here's your New England-style whatever.
It's clam barbecue, Ruth, with raisins. I brought it as a peace offering to the new guy, Bart.
Bart?
Oh, Kavanaugh.
I'm not sure he likes that name, Sonia.
Well, you could at least say hello, Clarence.
Sheesh. Talking only gets Justice Thomas into trouble, Sonia.
Hey, 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 broads and bros. Here I am, Justice Kegman.
Whoa, Bart.
Hey, Ruth, baby. It's Brett, not Bart. And what, you own the Supreme Court refrigerator? It's lunchtime, and when the Cavman wants his lunch, you'd better make way.
Hey, Bart, you can't just shove Ruth out of the way like that. Remember, no body slamming in the Supreme Court lunchroom.
And why not? She was blocking the refrigerator, and I had to get to my beer. I like beer. Besides, I went to Yale. Busted my butt to get there, too. And don't think about messing with me. I lift weights.
Here, Ruth, let me help you up. You'll be sorry for this, Bart.
That's Brett, and I'm so worried. She's not going to have any credible memory of whatever she claims happened.
Oh, what goes around comes around, Brett.
That's Bart. I mean, that's Brett.
We're all witnesses, Bart.
So what? Who's going to listen to a bunch of women? Besides, I went to Yale. Busted my butt to get there, too.
And did you lift weights, Bart?
You bet I did. And it's Brett.
How nice for you. And did Brett lift weights, too?
You bet he did. I mean, yes, I did. Just check my calendar if you don't believe me.
So you both lifted weights?
What? No, just me.
And did you lift weights as Bart or Brett?
Hey! What? As Brett? What are you talking about?
So it was Bart who did all the drinking?
No, that was all me doing the drinking. There is no Bart.
What about all the sexual assault? You or Bart?
All of it? Bart. Definitely Bart. If there were a Bart O'Kavanaugh, which there isn't... Now stop this. I need a beer. Maybe one more. Oh, I'm still kind of hungry. Maybe just one more beer.
You know, Bart, maybe you should slow down a bit. We have a whole afternoon of work ahead. Sonia made you a nice lunch. Sonia, what is it again?
New England-style clam barbecue with curried raisins.
What? Oh, God, that just sounds awful. Excuse me, I'm going to be sick.
I'm sorry, I forgot. You have a weak stomach for spicy foods.
But he didn't eat any of it, Ruth.
How puzzling, then.
Please, Bart, cover your mouth.
Oh, maybe another beer will settle my stomach. Hey, that's weird. I brought in 3 6-packs this morning. They were mine, and I bought them myself. No one carried them for me. But now, oh, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 beers are gone. Was it one of you? Which one? You were all already here in the lunchroom before I came in. I've been busting my butt all morning thinking about the beer that I loaded up the refrigerator with on my own with no help from anyone, and I come in here looking forward to a good lunchtime hang with my fellow justices, bros and broads both, and one of you steals my beer. What the hell? I didn't go to Yale so I'd have to put up with this kind of abuse. Now, who stole my beer? Fess the hell up. I'll take you on. Any of you. All of you. Ginsburg, you're going down. Sotomayor, I know where you live. I think. New York, right? You're all trying to destroy me after I busted my...
Your butt?
That's right. My butt. To get into...
Yale?
That's right, my Yale butt.
You know, Bart.
It's Bart.
Okay, Bart, then. Anyway, maybe you should ask Clarence. Maybe he took your 4 beers.
No, it couldn't be. Everyone knows that Clarence just drinks Coke. Now my beer's gone. You're destroying an innocent man and his family.
I'll check his pulse. Yep, blackout.
That's all the time we have now for The Sobbing Justice. Tune in again next time and we'll hear Justice Ginsburg say,
I don't know, Sonia. He's still out cold. Maybe another beer will bring him around?
So, Kevin, what did you think of the fact that our newest Supreme Court justice is so prone to tears? He begins to sob at a moment's notice, a hint of disappointment. Well, how should we respond?
Yeah, no, I want to say in his defense that he had had, he was counting beers there, probably 4, maybe 8 beers or something like that. So at that point in time, if you don't become emotionally fragile, I'm kind of like, what kind of man are you? Right? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's a testament to his manhood and his weightlifting that he was brought to tears so easily.
And he busted his butt to get to Yale.
He did.
And through Yale.
He busted his butt to drink those beers.
That's right.
Yeah. And he lifted weights to do it, too.
It's our chance in just a minute or two to go home, lift weights, drink beers, and cry. But before we do that, we of course have to thank our cast.
And I think we should do that without a hint of reluctance. Please proceed, Kevin.
So right up front, we'd like to thank Ann Porter for writing support for Smokey and Dr. Bean's Men's Lingerie. We'd also like to thank our cast, Tony Flynn, Liz Rogers, Ann Porter, Nancy Roth, Ryan Weldon, Davis Hill, and Kevin Decker as Justice Clarence Thomas.
And we'd also like to thank the Triumvirate of 4, the ones who, when they stand in the right light, form a pentagram. Vern Windham, Carrie Boyce, Misha Schramm, and the only man who regularly raises his mother's rent, Brian Lindsay.